You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Joe and Mike back again, buildassetsonline.com, coming at you with another question, common question that we get a lot. How many demo products do I need before I start calling suppliers for my high-ticket dropshipping store? How many, Mike?
This was one of the first questions we ever asked on our own high-ticket dropshipping journey. But Joe, should I just get right into like specific numbers? Because just, I think that's the crux of it, right? People just want they want a number, and right, so I'll give them a number, and then they can hear the number and they can click off. If you do more than 100 demo products on your store, you have problems, and you need to just start calling suppliers because you are now delaying the process. And if you do less than 20 demo products, then you got some iron cojones. So I would say between 20 and 100, and we can get into those ranges and what that means.
That's kind of funny, Mike. I was going to say 5.
Well, that's my point. Because, right, Joe, I think from your perspective, we have done this so much, and maybe, you know, you make one store and then you get some success, and then, you know, it kind of builds up that confidence to where you can just, we've called suppliers with zero.
Yeah.
Because we already kind of established, we didn't need demo products on our store, because we could just say to a supplier, hey, this is who we are. You could check out all these other websites that we run. This is our newest website. Get on it.
Yeah, and I think the main thing that is important is not so much the demo products, but it's that your website looks half decent, and it's how you talk to the suppliers. Because believe it or not, and I think this is something that not a lot of people grasp, when you call suppliers, you're dealing with lots of different people from lots of different companies. And they have lots of different ways of looking at the world. So some are going to go like really deep into your website, and you have to explain to them like, oh no, like, you know, we're launching soon. Like, this is a demo store. Some people are just going to pull up the homepage and they're going to be like, oh, sick. So what I like to do is I just do the homepage, and, you know, I rely on me talking to them to land the supplier versus the site. But I like to make sure the homepage looks nice. And that usually requires like 5 demo products.
Right. And so my thinking was, like with the 20, usually when you start out, you're going to have a couple product types. You really shouldn't have any more than 4, in my opinion. So if someone's going to click around, say a supplier, they're going to click into 4, you know, they're going to click into all of the product types you have in your navigation. If you have like 5 products, for all four.
Well, you can make the I just make the navigation links not work.
Well, that's one way to do it. But again, I think there's a little bit of an anxiety, a little bit of thing that goes on when it's your first store. You're gonna call the suppliers. You don't want to screw anything up. You want to give yourself the best chance for success.
I could see it. I mean, when we made our first store, we spent a lot of time. Like, the first store was the most time we spent on designing the homepage and the products, and I don't remember how many demo products we did, but it was probably a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't 100.
No, not even close. I think it might have been like 20.
Yeah, and probably if you're doing demo products, you're uploading them yourself, which is really why you shouldn't go beyond that 20 number, because it's just uploading products yourself is like the number one waste of time that a dropshipping store owner can do. It's like the worst possible thing you can do.
Amen.
So, yeah, I mean, I can understand wanting to have everything built out as much as possible. I would say, like I said, if you have a navigation bar and you want it to work, then have it, you know, 5 things inside of each clickable navigation, whatever. And whatever that number equals, that's what it is. You start calling. A number of people are going to deny you anyway because you haven't started yet, which is fine. Those are probably the best suppliers, but a number of people are going to let you in. So you got to get in, you got to start running ads, and then you begin to, again, go back and expand your suppliers. Now that you have revenue to show, you're selling their competitors, and this is where you start getting a lot of leverage. You know, you say, hey, I'm selling your competitors, let me sell you too. People don't like that. They want a slice of the action. So yeah, you gotta let that process start. You can't just sit there forever and making demo products and thinking, I'm gonna add this next demo product and that's gonna make a difference, because at the end of the day, it's not.
Exactly. And so yeah, Mac, I think we about covered it there. No reason to drag on the episode. If you guys want to learn exactly how we build dropshipping stores, buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Check out our free web class there, and we'll see you in the next one.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.